Goodbye, empirical materialism. How do I prove the reality of an archangel? How do I convey the dawning of understanding when a concrete planter that I have to get into a tall dumpster suddenly becomes weightless? Or when I see a kitchen fire rise up to the ceiling and then just as quickly return to the frying pan? Or when, as an explorative younger adult, I'm offered a large amount of a very addictive substance, which I imbibe without feeling any sensation. What's the buzz all about? I'm not doing this stuff. Or, in a moment of distraction, I cut an electric wire while it's still connected. Oh, my God. I burn a hole in my scissors, yet I'm not affected. Or how I got past getting a reference from my last manager who was a crook. Footnote 1. The manager was sick and the husband answered. When my rental agent asked if she could call back tomorrow, the husband shouted, F off, and slammed down the phone. I said to the rental agent, what more can I say? I asked Michael, what did you do? And he said he just helped along his natural tendencies. These are all the miracles I can remember. And when I ask Michael about them, he says things like, oh, we did not want you messing with that. Or, it was no problem to redirect a few electrons. Or, there was nothing to be gained by burning down the whole building. Oh, the paradigm that excludes what we can't see, touch, or hear is called empirical materialism. Chat, define empirical materialism, please. Empirical materialism is the view that only the physical world exists and that we know about it through empirical observation and scientific evidence. Thank you. So those invisible spaceships above us don't exist. Michael doesn't exist. The Divine Mother, Father, One does not exist. There is no reason to love your neighbor. And life has no purpose or destination. So pass the bottle, friend. Misery loves company. I don't want to live in such a world. Everything finer about me, service, reverence, gentleness, gets put back into the closet. There's nothing to be gained from living in such a world or leaving it. Fortunately, life is not that way. The greater part of life, dimension upon dimension, exists beyond the reach of our 3D human senses. All our transition relatives are carrying on, most having perfectly wonderful lives beyond our ability to see and hear them, etc. Life has eternal purpose, that God should meet God in a moment of our enlightenment. O thou I! In the unfoldment of the divine qualities that live inside this dense body, in the experience, pardon me, of a love beyond imagining. Empirical materialism is too small a box to contain life or even to describe it. It must take its place with such curiosities as Earth-centered astronomy and law of the jungle economics. And thank heavens for that, because all these exploitative paradigms have been endless misery from anyone outside the circle of the elite. Misery that is not part of the divine plan. Misery will not win out, the Divine Mother tells us. Make no mistake, sweet one. Love will win, because that has been my plan always. But, of course, the adherent of empirical materialism will here smile indulgently and call what I say unproven and speculative. And I, sitting here, breathing love up from my heart and smiling blissfully, no longer care for their opinions. The time of separation is here. The wave of love will escort them to their next adventures. I have found my path, and here is where we part.